Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Yes, Sonia. My name is William Smalls. I'm supposed to have an appointment tomorrow, and I was trying to get a time frame that they would be showing up because she said she couldn't give it to me last week when I called.
All right, sir. Give me one moment. I'll be glad to verify that time frame for you. And please allow just an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number, okay?
Okay, no problem.
You're welcome. All right, sir, and just want to let you know I'm still here with you.
Okay, no problem.
All right. All right, sir, and is the telephone number 904-716-3975, is that the number associated with the order?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, that telephone number is not generating an order. Is there another phone number that may be associated with it?
I know I told him to call my wife's number, 716-8952.
You said, I'm sorry, what was the number again?
Oh, I'm sorry, 904 area code, 716-8952.
Okay, yes, sir. They may have updated it to her number because your number didn't generate one for us.
Okay.
All right, one moment. All right, sir, and I'm still here just waiting on it to load.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I know my wife had called early. She said that her number didn't come up, so I don't know.
Okay, if hers doesn't generate it for us, then I could search by the first and last name.
Okay. I still get it, right.
Okay. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, you're all right. Believe me, I know that feeling. I just got
so
on work.
Sorry. It's like I looked down. I was like, "Oh my God, your mute button's not on." I was about to give you a good old yawn. I'm so
give
sorry.
Give it to me. I don't blame you because I don't want to give you one. That's why I touched it in my ear.
I looked. I was like, "Oh my God," I was about to yawn in the customer's face. I'm so sorry. Oh yeah. Well, no, actually, I just came back off of vacation, so.
Oh, me too.
Really, I know, right? And it's my first day back, and it's like, I've never been a drag with Mondays. Mondays has always been like to me, my better days. Like I love Mondays,
for real?
But like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, oh my God. The longest days in the world.
Monday's the worst for me.
No, I can do Monday. Oh, God, I can do Monday.
I'll get better at about, like, maybe when I get off work Tuesday, I feel like I'm back on the track.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm only working, I work 4 days. Yes,
oh, okay.
I did. And then I'm off every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I had extra. I had the 3-day weekend, plus my 4 days. So
I got to do it off every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Eat that.
Yeah, and it's not like, I know a lot of people say, I would love to have that. It's like, yeah, but I guess like my sister said, you don't have a life. You don't do anything. So you're the one that gets blessed for the weekend like that. I don't go anywhere. Not right now.
No,
with everything going on, I just safer at home.
Sister house, or one.
Sister, mom. Nope. And not too much company here. No. Oh, it's never taken this. Well, I'm not going to say it's never taken this long, but usually if it wasn't the right number, like it gave it with yours, I think her number is going to give us the order here.
Yeah, because I told myself I'll be at work if they try to call me. Sometime I'll be in the back of that warehouse. I won't see no voicemail or nothing until I come back to work.
Okay. And you stated that you called in and updated the phone number to her number?
Yeah. What had happened was I suppose I had got the dishwasher installed Thursday. So when it came, they couldn't install it because of where the outlet was. He said, I need the outlet up under the counter. So I never called them. They called me and was telling me that, the days that they got available. And I said, well, I'll take that Tuesday or next week. And she He said, I said, well, you got a time? He said, well, I don't have a time for you right now. Then I said, well, I need to use my wife's number if y'all call, because he said they called like 30 minutes prior or something like that before he comes. I said, okay, well, I'll get my wife's number. Don't work too far. That was it. I gave my wife's number. I said, okay, y'all set for Tuesday. It was kind of strange that they didn't give us no time. I just thought, well, I don't even know if you hit the right button to save or not.
Now, if you all were scheduled for Tuesday, or you were told that's your install and delivery date,
right.
You would just actually
install, not delivery.
Okay, you already have it there, so it's an install. Usually, you'll receive an automated call between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. with a time frame. So, but we just need to confirm. I just wanted to confirm which phone number is associated with the order. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's still waiting on it to load here. It's just taking its time.
You can get out and go through it with my name. Would that think it'll show up quicker, or it don't matter?
It doesn't matter. The name, it would be the same process. I don't think the name takes as long, but is it under your name?
Yes, it's under my name.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
William Small, with an S on it.
And that's William, you said Mall?
Oh, Small. Small, like
Smalls.
Small.
Okay.
S-M-A-L-L-S. Yes, right.
Okay, Mr. Smalls, one moment, please. Let me just
and when
take
they call, it be like an automated call?
Yes, it will be an automated call, and it will just say, it will say the name, the address, and then would give you the time frame, or let you know it's your Home Depot installation for,
Even if you didn't answer the phone, at least I'm asking you.
Yes, and I'm going to find this order. Yeah.
I don't have a number in that.
Yeah, like the order number to it.
Yeah.
Not from Home Depot, but yeah.
Oh, well, we bought it outright. I mean, I still have like a receipt somewhere, but not no order number.
Oh no, we wouldn't be able to search like with their
okay.
Information.
Well,
yes, sir.
I do have an order number. You don't need that. Well, it's an order number because I bought the watch, so I don't know if y'all use that same one.
No, it's on that. It's on your receipt.
Yes, like for me to track your order, I just looked it up on my email.
Oh no, we couldn't search by the Home Depot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just the order. It starts with the H. It's under the Home Depot online thing.
Okay. Well, as soon as I get the order generated, I'm going to provide it for you in case there are any issues.
Okay.
Yeah. Just waiting on it. I don't know why the system slows down at night. It runs just fine in the morning. All right. I know, right? And work the little machine to death. All right, and it's still loading. All right, computer, come on, give me the order.
Yes, I just pulled up y'all and get online. It was like one long number though.
Okay.
Know what SKU stands for?
The SKU number. Yes, the SKU number on it. Okay, and it's not giving it to me. Let's see here.
Michelle told me Tuesday. Never been more time.
I don't believe this. All right, Mr. Smalls, I'm not going to hold you any longer. We've been waiting for 20 minutes for this order to load here. I'm going to get you transferred over to another agent that could further assist. Okay. I already have it notated with the phone number, 904-716-8952, and it's under William Smalls.
Yeah.
Yep, and I just double-checked back again to see had it loaded, and no, sir, it hadn't. All right, Mr. Smalls, I do apologize for that wait. Let me get you over to an agent that will assist. And thanks so much for calling XPO. And you have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Transferring you now.